This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And Steve Quayle of SteveQuayle.com is our guest. True Legends, theseries.com, is the amazing Discovery Channel level quality production based on biblical research and going and around the world and really making some amazing discoveries. No doubt, we're being lied to on many, many fronts. We'll talk about it before Steve leaves. Steve, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Most of our breaks are at the end and start of an hour, as you know, in talk radio. We've got an old clock from like the 1990s that we stick with. But just in the 5 minutes we have here, let me ask you this question. Your prominence, and we're not, this is not for egos. This, I mean, I know you're basically a recluse, like Dr. Pechenik and others, and I get more and more like that because this is our duty. I mean, we're totally in the game, but it's not about being fancy pants here. But what do you think I can do better, or what else should I be doing? Because we've got such a major platform now that since I recently talked to some of the heavy hitters in government and others and Trump and Nigel Farage, I didn't realize that InfoWars was at the heart of even their own intelligence briefings. So what should we say to these guys, and what should we do?
Well, first of all, you know, standing up for righteousness is always right, and speaking out against evil is really right. You know, even Solomon said, woe unto those who call evil good and good evil. You know, I mean, that's a biblical narrative. But the thing is, Alex, you know, the country is rotting from within. Our foundation. See, this is what you're doing. You're discussing what the country was like. And the problem with most people is they think we still have a Constitution and Bill of Rights. We only have it to the degree we're willing to fight for it. And I say fight in the marketplace of ideas. So when you ask me that, I would tell you this. I think your interview with Steve Pechenik, Dr. Steve Pechenik, was admirable. I don't think people realize that if they're listening to CNN and ABC, CBS, Fox and all that, that's all vomit brokers. That's why the headlines are the same. They have got to turn that stuff up. I remember when I talked about television sets and television programming basically having infrasonics and carriers.
And I was putting people into trances. That's now all declassified and admitted.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to get the news, look, I got to tell you something. I think the amount of news that's coming out on the alternative networks, and you carry your own stories, and, you know, I think, by the way, I think your investigative journalism, and I don't kiss anybody's butt, okay, is just second.
Well, we have an amazing crew, but I think where you and I and others are, and George Norrie, you name it, are similar is we just take from all the interesting, you know, things and have a real debate. We're not just CNN or Fox. We're here just trying to really fight the globalists. I mean, I think it's because we're mission-oriented.
Well, and not, yeah, you know, what was it? Was it Goering? Or I think it was Goering who said, thank goodness for us that people don't think. Well, we're trying to get people to think. We're trying to get them involved. We're trying to get them to break away from the iPads, iPods, smartphones, dumb phones, you know? And we talked about all this stuff, mind control. Every single thing I've learned about mind control, the Super Soldier program, you remember, that stuff was far out when I first started talking about it.
I know, and now it's all just like you said in MIT Magazine.
Yep, and here's the thing that people have got to understand. These demon-possessed, and by the way, when you watch what Matt Drudge does, kudos to Matt, because the amount of demon possession in the United States is becoming so great and so acute.
By the way, you said 15 years ago, and that's when I'd really roll my eyes, and I'm being honest, is you'd be like, then there'll be massive demon possession. And now it's all over the news. People are, like, turning into demons.
Well, actually, the demons are coming out of them, and this is what's happening. As the I'm going to give you something cool, okay? Not too heavy. As the electromagnetic spectrum is manipulated through HARP and 200 other patents, the ability for these entities that are demon-possessing most of the people that are in politics, I'm not making it that statement broadly, or forgive me, I am making it broadly, but it applies. when they all sing and chirp the same hellish harpy siren song, then you know that...
I want to hear about this, because Hillary looks like she's possessed.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Guest, and I hate every 10 seconds to go back and say, and you said this, and you said that, but I've interviewed this guy maybe 100 times. I mean, back 21 years ago, 20 years ago, he was like a go-to guy. And he'd be like, kid, I'm busy. You always let me come on your show. But I got to tell you, I mean, I just thought the guy was entertaining. I mean, I believed that he believed what he was saying. And so much of what he said that I'd researched checked out, but then the other stuff was so wild. And then now I'm just thinking back during the break, it's freakish how accurate this guy's been. And then I would talk to, like, retired generals, and I mean recently retired, they'd say, I like Steve Quayle, that's good info. And after you talk to a bunch of generals and intelligence operatives, they're telling you how great Steve Quayle is, you start really going, wow, what's really going on this planet, and what does Steve Quayle really know? because I know Steve Quayle really won't even talk on the air about stuff. He will talk privately with folks, and I've never had a chance to talk to him privately. I know Gary Haven has. It's just a totally insane world, and we have to understand the people running things are evil, and whether you believe in God or not, they do, and they believe in the devil, and whether it's Bohemian Grove or Skull and Bones, they believe they're channeling spirits like voodoo, and the spirits they believe they're channeling want to do evil things. I don't want to get into this today. We can have Steve back next week if he wants to do it in a separate show, but from the perspective of, just as an anthropologist or as a psychologist, to put that hat on, the elite believe in all this weird occult stuff, and every culture ends up getting into it. So is it genetic? Is it spiritual? And then you look at the practices that have happened throughout history, and you look at how the globalists are changing the atmosphere, changing the soil, changing the planet, doing things fundamentally to kill the planet, while they sit there claiming they love us and want to save the planet. So everything they say is basically the opposite. And along comes Donald Trump, who's for prosperity and who doesn't want to have wars and who isn't a globalist and who has been quietly reaching out for years to the Liberty Movement about what could he do to try to stop this. I mean, my life is a Twilight Zone episode. And then I want to get back to this, Stephen, and give you the floor. In fact, I'm going to skip this break so you have more time. I want to ask you a question. Getting back to this, I talked to Special Forces people. I talked to last night. I talked to Biggs, who's been in a lot of combat. And I said, what do you make of this Omar Mateen's father getting in, being in the vetted area? You got to go through hell to be part of that. The Democrats put up who they want. They put her right over her right or left shoulder. That's obviously a message. And Biggs is like, yeah, the message is we're taking the government over. The Democrats are with us. Nothing can stop us. He's got his jihad show, his Wahhabist program, his Pashtun program on broadcast TV in California and on the Internet. He lives in New York. He goes down to Florida in Orlando to symbolically sit there with 50 plus dead, dozens wounded, or over 100 wounded, and stand there behind her and have that message sent out worldwide. Because I know the globalists, it's not just about here, it's about worldwide. We're in a trance, but the rest of the world gets these different messages. And then Biggs on air said, no, that's a message. Come in. This is it. We're taking over. This is the, you know, this is it. All's good. The government's with us. This is a plan. She's our Demi. Exactly what our other sources have said with Merkel. And then I made some phone calls to folks I know, and I said, what is that? They go, it's a message, come on in, it's a takeover. So it's like a movie. They have these TV shows where they think somebody might be a secret jihadi inside Homeland Security, and he's doing coded messages on TV. But we're not watching a TV show. This is happening. Now, I asked you what you thought it was. You said the same thing independently. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the next few years, the next few months, where you see the state of the world, where you see everything going. I mean, your greatest hits of latest info, Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com.
Well, I think, Alex, where we're at now is the most perilous time in our history, our nation's history. And again, I agree with Joe Biggs, what he said, because, again, that's my position also. But if you look under this, you know, one of the hardest things for people to grasp is the world of supernatural evil, okay? If you look at Hollywood prepping us from the first Alien shows, you know, the black and white ones, War of the Worlds, everything that's been done through Hollywood now to some of the most sinisterly manifestations, Childhood's End, I encourage everybody to, you know, look at that. It was, I think, on the Sci-Fi Channel, Arthur C. Clarke. What we're being prepped for is basically the whole annunciation and the, whether people like it or not, the presentation of Lucifer to the world.
And giving up our free will and being uploaded to a silicon ship, which, for those that don't know who H.G. Wells was, or for folks that don't know who Arthur C. Clarke was, this is the inventor of the telecommunications satellite, like number three in command of the OSS and MI6, a total Luciferian, and he admitted Childhood End is basically the program.
Absolutely, and that's what, and I just want to bring this up real quick. That's why, and our True Legends, the DVD, The Unholy Sea, That's what everything is being prepped for. Look, Tom Horn, in his book, you know, Exo-Vaticanum stuff, what people don't understand is the most expensive research in the world that's on Mount Graham with the infrared telescope and the Lucifer device. Oh, gee, why'd they name it that? What we're doing, Alex, in this newest DVD is showing people step by step what is in play in the headlines, how it all plays into the global Luciferians. Let me make this clear. They're more determined in looking after and looking out for the second coming of Satan on the earth, because we know he takes over the earth for 3.5 years. People argue with me. I'm not going to argue with them. The bottom line is that now we have...
How could you argue now? To every major globalist group's called Lucifer. I mean, they are just openly admitting it all.
Well, they're openly admitting it all, and see, that's the hard part. And somebody said, well, you just asked me too, and I think that's what some of the generals... By the way, you know, we've got Admiral Thomas Moore, one of the first guys I ever heard from.
I've interviewed him before he died. He exposed everything.
Yep, he exposed everything, but he told one of his research assistants, Sue Bradley, who's now gone to be with the Lord. The bottom line is, he said, you need to listen to Steve because he's telling people what is going to play out.
And he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yep, and he was the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, why would he say that? First of all, look, I'm not, you know, I talk to a lot of people like you do, but this was my calling to be a watchman. Trust me, it doesn't, and I say that's a biblical calling. God always declares the end from the beginning. So that's what my whole perspective is always framed on Scripture. Now, obviously, people who hate Jesus, who hate God, who hate Christians. Oh, and by the way, isn't it amazing that, you know, when I was given the red list, the blue list, and the green list, you and I talked about that almost, I think, when you first started on radio. The guy that gave me that information is absolutely, you know, he was murdered for that information.
Steve, I've had so many guests that were murdered after they came on. And then I even talked to their condo manager, and she goes, yeah, you know, she said, get this to you. They're following her. She'll never kill herself. And then they kill her. And then I even had the police detectives call and go, yeah, no, they murdered her, Mr. Jones. You mind coming to Florida? I'm like, no. You know, it's just like, I just don't think the average person realizes how crazy this is, Steve.
Well, it's Murder, Inc., okay? And the deal is, now
let me ask you this, then. Why are you and I still alive? Providence?
No, the intervention of the living God, Alex, and there are people praying for you. I remember one time you let me pray over you, and I prayed for your safety and the family. And I'm not saying, whoopee, it's not my prayers, but there are intercessors out there. You know, look, they may not like the way you act, I act, what we speak. You know, if you're too gruff or I'm too bottom line. But the thing is that we're still here by the grace of God. And I want to thank everybody who's listening to Alex Jones today. We're praying for Alex's safety. For
I can feel the prayers. Can't you feel the prayers, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Let me say this, Alex. So many times I would be dead. So many times I've been betrayed by those closest to me. And I want to say this to you on the air. And please, don't go into whatever your security is. But whatever it is, double it, okay? When the FBI wouldn't, this is critical. When the FBI would not release the 8,000, 15,000 names, the majority of them are Christians, talk show hosts, ministers, when they wouldn't do that, and that's just absolutely...
Well, it was leaked. I mean, they're Hillary's and Obama's enemy list is mainly media.
Yeah, but even beyond that, the bottom line is every church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ should have armed deacons. I'm not kidding you. You know,
that's right. The globalists know which ones they are and just send the minions.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We're in the time. Let me share this. Prophet Isaiah said this, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. It's like Isaiah's reading the headlines of all the mainstream press, and you've done so many DVD or videos.
Enough about getting to this. What do you make then of just this open, naked evil, and why would they be trying to install Hillary, who's obviously so ill? I mean, and what's going on?
You know, I don't know that she's going to make it to the nomination, and this is why I pray, and I encourage everyone to pray for Donald Trump's safety, okay? Look, everybody, here's what's interesting. Jesus said the love of money is the root of all evil. The control of money is the control of all evil. And when you've got the world's leftist billionaires, what is it? Google itself has been in the White House 256 times or something.
And they're all, quote, obsessed with the Fountain of Youth. That's the East Bay Times today.
You know
and they want to take blood transfusions from children.
Right. Well, they're vampires, okay? And I understand what that means. You see, the Bible says the life is in the blood, okay? And obviously a child's blood has antibodies, you know, as long as he hasn't been vaccinated, and all the different things. And I want to make this clear. Ladies and gentlemen, when Alex is giving all these health food supplements and supplies, understand it's not just a question of food that goes into your stomach, but it's cellular nutrition. It's building up your natural biodefenses. And it's interesting. Jesus said, out of your innermost being will spring forth rivers of living water. And our gut is really critical. That's the ganglionic.
And again, the Rockefellers that patented Zika in 54, I mean, you can look that up, folks, and all of them are obsessed with gut flora. All the synthetic pesticides, the dead earth, we have dead guts. They don't tell you, of course, and I'm not doing a plug, but I am doing a plug. When we sell True Clean Iodine, when we sell DNA Force, when we sell these things, these are the things that God gave us, Mother Nature, in the earth, that I wouldn't be alive without. You know, I mean, literally, colloidal silver. I mean, I have seen it. And so, yes, of course, we sell the things we believe in. We know we're good. It's symbiotic. I would never sell someone something that I didn't 100% know was good. People say, oh, you're such a good guy. What the hell? I'm not about to screw anybody over. And I don't understand, like, how I wouldn't screw somebody over. And I feel bad when I do bad things. And I see these other people. It's like they don't have a soul, Steve. They don't care.
Alex, that's the point. And you made it earlier. Here's the thing. The United States, in my opinion, is Mystery Babylon, and we become a habitation of devils, okay? And the hold of every foul spirit. What you're watching is soulless entities, okay? And what's interesting, you know, when you and I first did, you remember this, when we first did a show together back, you know, 20 years ago, let's say, the bottom line is...
21 years ago.
Yeah. You remember when we talked about the soul catcher chip? That absolutely would replace the human brain.
How did you know that? Now they admit they have a chip that's, quote, going to capture the soul. That's their big, big dream, Bezos and Thiel and the Rockefellers. Yeah.
Right, and why is the Defense Department spending so much money on identifying the neural pathways?
Well, let's go back then. You've been saying that you've been on air since 1990. I've learned from folks you were writing articles and warning people in like the 80s and late 70s. Where did you learn all this? Are you saying you were given it as revelation?
Yeah, I was. And here's a hard thing for people to believe. Look, I'm just a guy. I'm just an ordinary guy, but I serve an extraordinary God. I can't embellish anything, but I have to tell the truth. When I saw Jesus face to face, that's how I got saved. Okay, and by the way, I came out of film school to do really raunchy films, okay, and God changed all that, but God gave me a panorama of history, but he said this, he said, I'm only going to reveal it as it shortly comes to pass. One of the books I've written that's just gone wild is Xenogenesis, that's Genetic Armageddon.
You wrote that so long ago, and it's all happening.
Yeah, and here's what people have got to understand. God loves the human race. He sent Jesus to redeem us. And Alex, you know this. As you get deeper into this world, it becomes more and more evident as spiritual. And when you try and talk to natural-minded people about the spiritual things, they don't get it. But yet when you see altars being set up before Satan, when you see Hollywood totally given over to Eyes, what was Kubrick's movie?
I've interviewed his daughter. Mark Dice, and this has happened to me, but this guy was on record so he could say it, was called into the head of a major TV production studio, and they said, Mark, we want to give you a national show, but Satan loves you, Lucifer loves you, let's pray to the devil, and I'm going to give you this job. And Mark wouldn't do it, so he didn't get the job. And, you know, I'll let him tell that story because, you know, it really happened to him. And, you know, he's had shows. The point is if you don't know till you experience this. I mean, people just don't know who haven't been there.
Absolutely. And see, the thing is that, again, kudos to Matt Drudge for putting up all of the increasing...
And by the way, Matt Drudge knows they're coming after him. A Supreme Court justice warned him right before they killed the other one.
Yep, I understand. And let's deal with that, okay? Scalia gets murdered. There's hardly anything said. There's no correct disposal, autopsy, or anything.
And a month later, they declare victory in the globalist publication, The Washington Post, and say he was in a secret society that ran the whole deal. They told us. We killed him in a ritual. Ha!
Yep. And ritual killings are increasing. Look, how many shows have you done? How many years have you spoken about the Bohemian Grove, being there and stuff? How many times did we see the complete, if you will, the occult involvement in George Bush Sr.'s life and George Bush Jr.'s life. All these guys, let me say this, at the basis of even what we're seeing playing out before the world, and I believe Vladimir Putin is incredibly brilliant, and he sees the New World Order.
I'm not kissing Russia's ass, and I'm not a Russophile, but I've studied history. Russia was put in by the globalists under 85 years of enslavement to crush them. They got out of it. They're not perfect, but they're paying people to have kids. Their TV shows are don't drink fluoride. They're anti-New World Order. They're anti-major vaccination. They want clean vaccines. They want organic food. And Putin goes and, you know, talks to this Orthodox, you know, gentleman that's supposedly like his guru. And the thing is, I look at Putin, I hear what he says, and my gut tells me Putin is a Christian is for real.
Well, I got to share this with you. When a man tells the truth against all the lies coming against him, and let me share what's happened in Turkey, okay? Have you noticed, Alex, that obviously there's very little talk in the mainstream press about basically our nuclear weapons? And by the way,
are all surrounded. There's over 100
all
weapons.
All surrounded. And let me share this.
My grandpa put them in.
Don't get the idea that, you know, we have seen no escalation of, let's say, protection of that. And it's not just the warheads, the, you know, what, B-61 warheads.
Cruise missiles.
We have hydrogen weapons there. So, in effect, what Erdogan has done is he's assimilated or has, if he wants them, outside of going to war with them, he basically...
That's right. Well, I mean, Erdogan has had no relations with the Russians in 3 years. Suddenly he's meeting with their foreign minister, Lavrov, and others. What does that signal?
Well, that signals this, that obviously... The plan was, and if you see, you know, Obama and Erdogan were supposedly best friends. Well, I just want people to think out of the box, okay? What would they say if instantly, overnight, and this isn't thinking too far out of the box, is that Erdogan were to announce that for national security and international peace, he's taken over the United States nuclear arsenal and NATO's arsenal within Incirlik base, okay? Well, people would absolutely start to... probably most of them would just go back to their iPods, iPads, or iPhones and just text a friend saying, you know, meet me at the bar or whatever tonight. The point that I'm trying to make is this. That is such a major deal. Look, NATO is toast. I'll tell you why. It's destroyed from within with the immigration policies.
It's trafficking narcotics. And what message is Trump sending saying NATO's not our friend? That is revolutionary.
Well, Donald Trump's telling the truth. You know, what, see, here's the thing. When people, this is really infuriates.
Yeah, why do we always think of no, it's people that are close to us that are our biggest danger. It's the globalists. It's NATO. They're the ones running us, bringing the drugs in.
Oh, absolutely. Can I say this? The whole world centers around that. How about the Clinton Foundation, Larry Nichols? Man, he's laid it out for 20 years.
We got it going on.
And he's alive because of people praying for him. Man, the guy's had so many different health issues, and the fact that he's still alive, and you don't get any closer to the source. And if you look at all of the manifestations, you know, the constant cough is more than just any type of cerebral issues going on.
What is that?
If the constant cough is absolutely, there are people out there that know this stuff, and they're claiming that one would, I'll make this delicate, okay? For the first time, I'll be delicate. Her known people that she hangs out with aren't men, okay? Just like Bill Clinton doesn't supposedly have relations with his wife anymore, but, you know, 2,000-plus women. Well, what does that say to people? You know, here's the thing, Alex. You're never going to get the truth from the mainstream. If you got some guy walking around with her, shooting her up with Thorazine for whatever reason, you know, you've got...
She's a total basket case. They're walking around with a tranquilizer dart. Behind this crazy woman who we want to give nuke codes to.
I think she let the cat out of the bag when she said she short-circuited, okay? And I think some of the expressions that are on YouTube and stuff, look, over the
years... So is she a Tesla that's like a total, like maybe a brain-dead robot? I mean, she's like a flesh puppet. Just up. She's what she looks like.
Well, I think that you said it earlier. I think that demons, a demon is a disembodied spirit, okay? And that's a whole different thing. They have intelligence, they have expression, they have lust. One of the best definitions for lust, and I believe it was the goodness of God that gave it to me, is the appetite of demons expressed through humans. That's why they want the blood sacrifice. Look, everything's coming out of Hollywood with a one eye covered. Every major star who's in the rock world is sending a message.
Hold on, Steve Quayle, you're on fire. We can go for 10 hours. Stay there. Back in 3 minutes, SteveQuayle.com. I find no fault with this man. I mean, it's just we are living in crazy times. I'm Alex Jones. Please don't take InfoWars for granted or Drudge or anybody. They're trying to shut us down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want to stop tyranny?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Two different stories up on InfoWars.com that counter this latest hysterical narrative that Trump wants a civil war, wants gun owners to start killing people. He said, well, of course they're going to take your guns. What do you got left? The Second Amendment. Biden threatens Obama with a gun in 2008. Yet media attacks Trump for talking about the Second Amendment. I've got two guns. If he tries to fool with my Beretta, he's got a problem, Biden said. Then we got another article. Hillary suggested Obama assassination, yet media blasts Trump. So those are stories up on InfoWars.com. I'm not going to belabor this. We already mentioned it. Nothing is going to reverse everything that's going on, the toxicity, the garbage. But if you don't have vitamin C, you die. And BioPQQ is the stuff that comets are made out of, that life is based on. The Japanese have figured out how to make it. There's a lot of synthetic fake forms that don't upload properly. They're $50 a bottle just for the dose we have in DNA Force. It's got a bunch of other, obviously, other things in it as well. But it's the best formula we could come up with. And it's five times less expensive than similar formulas. Because that's just what you do in nutraceuticals is you have 5 to 7 times markup. We have 100% markups, and then we do discounts. Like 40% off on Anthroplex right now, 50% off on Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, and InfoWarsLife.com. But DNA Force is so important. Peter Thiel wants, you know, kids' blood transfusions in the news to live longer and always at least do this stuff. What about BioPQQ that goes in and takes the equivalent of vitamin C? 500 cartons of blueberries is what one dose has, just a BioPQQ. I mean, it's the next level of vitamin C. It's a true nutraceutical. InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And what's beautiful is we sell great products like 20% off on water filtration. We're running today at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on orders $50 or more. 10% off additionally when you sign up for auto ship on stuff like coffee or nutraceuticals. LifeSpring survival straws, you name it. You have supported us. You've gotten great products. Third-party review sites give us 5-star reviews, and we're building something independent and real. That's a testament to resistance. So it's an Americana success story. So thank you for your support. Steve Quayle, this is a long segment. I want to give you the floor to roll because I'm jumping in a lot here. This is great, powerful radio, waking folks up. What do you expect them, or what's in the cards? What could they pull? Does Brexit concern them? Does Trump concern them? Obviously, there's not just evil in the universe. What else do you expect them to do with attempts to cause race riots, civil war, cop killing? And then in the final segment coming up, we're going to talk about your new True Legends of Series, TrueLegendsOfSeries.com sequel.
Well, I think we're going to see massive more attacks on police. We're going to see massive more incidents of black people being murdered, you know, indiscriminately. Now, look, I am pro-cop, but I'm also against the plan. And here's what I got to tell everybody out there in law enforcement and in the military. You guys are already penetrated. I have cop friends all over the country listening to this show right now. And I've warned them all, and they say, you know, that's funny. That guy asked too many questions. Or that woman is just like a spy novel or something. By the way, Assange just released the new WikiLeaks of 296 brand new emails from Huma, and they're saying she committed multiple felonies, okay? Notice this, that she's always shown with Hillary. I believe she's Hillary's Muslim handler, okay? So what you're going to see is the vilification of Christianity increasing. You're going to see the war on guns. I don't know if you know the new plan, but gunsmiths are going to have to pay $2,500 a year in new charges. Everything will be taken, every method to vilify and absolutely slaughter the people who are having weapons. I'm talking both literally and figuratively. And, Alex, when you did the MIAC report, you remember that? I mean, that was spelled out. If everybody wants to really get it, go back and listen. Alex, you should put that one back up on prominence because I can tell you this. That was one of the most powerful shows, in my opinion, you've ever done, okay?
So when you announced Christians, gun owners, veterans are the number one enemy. So they've released another WikiLeaks. CNN spends it. Drudge has it red-linked. Newly released Clinton email shed light on relationship between State Department and Clinton Foundation. That's what our CIA sources told us 4 years ago after Benghazi. Tosh Plumlee and others, Colonel Schaefer, wasn't CIA, but he was Defense Intelligence, is that she had, the government was blocking arms sales, but she, if you gave her money, would allow it. And so now we have the emails. This is incredible. Go ahead.
Well, I, anybody that understands the exporting of arms or importing, that all has to go with State Department approval, okay? So the Clinton Foundation was basically, it would be, the mafia would be kindergarten compared to this, okay? The problem is I don't know if you saw, 50-some intelligence agents said why Donald Trump will be a bad guy. All those 50 intelligence agencies you know, they can't understand the Pentagon lost $6.5 trillion. But we know where that went. Every bit of that money could be traceable and trackable. So what we have is the complete sellover. We have the takeover and takedown of the United States. And I believe it's the prayer of God's people for Donald Trump's safety. Look, I get the same emails you get. Why are you guys supporting Trump? Don't you know this? Don't you know that? Because of who hates him, you know, you've spent your broadcasting career detailing it. Even in the days of the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, that stuff is so old. That's like 25 years old. But now we see all of the plays in their playbook. By the way, admit it or not, the Luciferians want World War III so they can get the Christians, Muslims, and Jews taken out of the picture. And then the pure doctrine of Lucifer can come forth. Well, now you've got Hollywood basically, you know, talking behind the scenes. And listen, Alex, the perversion of animals aren't even safe. Those of you who are a friend of animals, you got to understand, even the animals are crying out to God because of the abuse against them. I'm talking sexual abuse. We're seeing every form of debauchery that can be imagined. Little children, pedophiles, four-year-old child brides, six-year-old child brides. And how about the women being slaughtered in the name of, you know, Islam? Where are the perpetual voices for feminism? Here's the thing. A country cannot withstand external and internal attacks without falling. And what's is strange,
well, that's what's totally clear. This is a total attack just on any institution, any stability. It is a scorched earth takeover.
Absolutely. And, Alex, anything less than that is naivety. I hear people that are, you know, basically couch potatoes saying, you and Jones need to do this, or Alex, I'm sure you get the emails. You need to do this, blah, 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 blah. My answer to them is get off your lazy asses and you do something. Yes. You can at least write a letter. Somebody says, well, that won't do any good. Well, try it. Now, look, here's the thing. I want to make this clear. I've said it twice in your show. I want to make it. You have to, ladies and gentlemen, break the control of mind control, electromagnetic warfare being used against you through the network news. Alex, you're finding out, I'm sure.
They send the frequency over. They even admit it. Now they're sending it over light bulbs at the police stations to, quote, calm the police. That's in mainstream news. Then they make fun of me saying, oh, it isn't happening. But it's admitted. That's why they put in this new global mandated light bulb.
Absolutely. And do you know the reason they took out of lead paint or took the lead out of paint years ago? You and I did a show on that 20-plus years ago, 21 years ago. It was because they wanted to be able to spy into people's homes, and lead is a natural blockage for pretty much major, you know, not only cosmic rays, but gamma radiation, too. So gamma scanners were being jammed. See, it's all about control. How about this? Everything the Defense Department's talking about lately, and DARPA especially,
they're building a breakaway civilization.
Yep, is basically everybody dies but them. So when we talk over the years about...
So let's
you know,
talk about the Elysium plan. Let's look forward, not at current things. If they had their way, Lucifer's plan. Lucifer is talking to his top council of 13. He's promising these world leaders eternal life, all this power, all the things they admit they're obsessed with. We know he's deceiving them, but what is he claiming? They carry this out. How do they carry it out? Where does it lead to?
Well, basically, he's claiming that they shall not die, that they'll have perpetual downloads, they'll have new bodies. And even, you know, I remember I said this 20 years ago, that you can have a sexual experience downloaded through whatever Hollywood star or starlet you want. Now, that's common sense. How about micro-robotics and sex bots? Okay, a virtual world. I made this statement, and I stand by it. Virtual worlds, and whether it's games or whatever people do in the virtual world, is absolutely designed to rob them from a normal communication base and basically keep them so occupied in the pleasure centers of their brain and using their time so they've lost their ability for rational thought. And so that's cognitive dissonance. Then here's the deal. They're promising you unlimited power, unlimited knowledge. Basically, it's the knowledge of good and evil. The same lie that was told in the Garden of Eden is
I'm
going to
give you eternal life. I'm going to give you all the knowledge, but the truth is you give over your free will.
Absolutely. And see that word free will. They hate that. They want to take that over.
But it's crazy. It all says that, and now here we are living the beginning of it, and the average church is totally controlled and won't even warn people.
Well, I'd say this. Anybody that goes to a church and won't deal with these issues, get out of it. Flee it. Come out from her. Let you be a partaker of her plagues. And look, here's the deal again. We're seeing absolute rape, pillage, and plunder. Here's a hard statement for people to grab. Rape, pillage, and plunder. The United States they have formerly known has gone under. We've been cherry-picked, and that's what you're seeing. You're seeing a mass agreement, let's call it, agreement to basically take the United States out of the scene and insert the global power. And you know the last thing standing against it is the American gun owner on the left hand, and on the right hand, praying Christians. Look, prayer does change things. I want to make a statement. I know the Old Testament very well. I know the New Testament very well. There has never been a time when in any history of any battle where God's people could fight it in their own strength. It was God who always gave the victory. So the answer to everybody is their personal faith in God. I'm telling you this. If it weren't for that, Alex, everything you and I are doing to try...
Because God's free will, you have to ask God to do it.
Amen.
You can't just sit there and hide. You have to put your own skin in the game, then ask God in, and then God will take you the rest of the way. Or you may be destroyed, but only as an example and inspire others for the larger victory. But you have to commit,
remember
be ready
this.
To die, and ask God for the guidance.
Right. Remember this, that the bottom line is, once the devil's through with these people, Hillary may be a good example, a poster child in real time, he casts them aside. And what's fascinating to me, I've watched people who have literally sold themselves to hell. I've watched them destroy. I used to say God, and I think I still say this, but with one caveat, God judges nations in history and usually, you know, people in eternity, obviously the eternal judgment.
But you're judged repeatedly on every level. So there's a little prejudgment like Herod or anybody.
Yeah, exactly. But those are the exceptions. And when you have, and the Democratic National Convention, you know, I got to tell you something. If anybody's a Democrat and a Christian, how can you stand for the platform that denies God literally by their own statements, 2012 I think it was, and basically has made war on the people of faith? You've got an entity in the White House who can...
They were so arrogant, they thought no one would notice no American flags.
Yep. And so the thing that we're at is this. Everything, and this is, we need to have an active participation in saying our way of life, our borders, our nation, our culture. You know, remember, Alex, when there was no modifier before American, when you were an American, whether you came from Korea, Japan, you know, Africa, you know, then when they started, I remember doing this show, I said, when they started saying Afro-Americans, it was over. Because the national identity was we came for what America stood for. And America no longer stands for...
The identity was you believe in level playing field, free market, right to self-defense, private property, and the right of religious freedom.
Absolutely. Now, what are we being told? By all... Let me share this. If the Christians would understand that they are in the targets of these devils. And I'm going to go on record again. I don't think people got it. If the FBI does not release the names of the 15,000, and it's not just talk show hosts, and it's not just people who are political enemies, but these are pastors that are speaking the truth, then they will be complicit. And it appears that they have been ordered not to release those. Because here's the deal. Jesus said Christians are the salt of the earth. Jesus said Christians are the light of the world. And when you lose the salt and you lose the light, then you get trampled or you basically get murdered under the feet of the stampede.
Absolutely. And just to clarify, the new Drudge stuff is from Judicial Watch getting emails. I don't know what Julian Assange, who I think is an honorable guy overall, watching him for years, what is he doing not releasing these the full data dump he says will bring down Hillary? Shouldn't he release it now?
I think he absolutely must, because here's the deal. A little bit at a time won't get the job done, because you'll just see apologists. Now, I want to go back to this. What does it say when you've got a CNN commentator literally asking or basically saying, kill the son of a bitch, his words, you know, without due process? You've got the same thing going on Snowden. And by the way, there are rumors he's dead. And then Greenwald said he's not dead. His girlfriend says he's dead. I don't know. But his 64 character encryption or whatever that was, when he said now is the time, my guess is there will be simultaneous releases both WikiLeaks and what Edward Snowden has. And, you know, isn't it amazing? The only people calling him a traitor are the globalists. The only people that want him dead, too, are the globalists.
That's right. He's exposing their criminal activities. They're calling for his death. They kill these DNC staffers and say, oh, so people got shot in the back. Big deal.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Murder, Inc.
Let me ask you this. What's going to happen to the average trendy that doesn't know how to tie their shoelaces when stuff collapses?
They're going to get basically either taken out in the first wave, or if they're prominent enough with enough people under them, they'll go into the camps, be re-educated, and they'll become, you know, the brown shirts on steroids. And let's take that for instance. You've seen U.S. military now at probably 50% or less capacity, whether it's the Air Force, the aircraft that won't fly, the Marines, the Navy. There are stories out there in the Defense Department that Russia on three different occasions have demonstrated don't go to war with us by using electronic countermeasures that caused a submarine to surface, that shut down the Donald C. Cook twice, you know, and has taken out airplanes. So the thing is that I think, again, those who call for war are evil. I believe, again, as you said, the thing that strikes me amazing about Vladimir Putin, okay, is that he cares about his own people. He cares about national identity. Look, when he has a Russian...
He's an anti-globalist. Say what you want, that's a fact. So come, stay with us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There's a man going around taking names. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
There's a man going around taking names. And he decides who to free and who to blame. everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
A man comes down. All right, getting into these news articles. Again, it's not tuning InfoWars porn. It is about realizing the position anyone is in when they resist tyranny. And we have DrudgeReport.com, picking up the InfoWars.com, Paul Watson article yesterday, Twilight Zone, Orlando Terrace dad cheers Clinton under it. Will Hillary disavow? And that linked to a story today. Thousands of articles. Hillary disavows. Politico, Breitbart, you name it. But she didn't do it. Her campaign did. No, no, no. We need her asked 500 times. Just like they did with the KKK and, what's his name, David Duke. That's not good enough. We want to see her talk about it and how she feels bad that he supported her. Because that's illogical, but that's how they operate. That's what we want to see. Five more minutes in the next hour with our guests, Steve Quayle, then Paul Watson from London takes over, our great writer that sees what's happening, the hypocrisy, and writes about it. You put InfoWars with Paul and Drudge, and it's a trifecta. But they are trying to come after the free press. They are trying to basically take things over. And I know that the devil wages war, the Antichrist wages war against the saints and overcomes them for a period, but we're only planting seeds for after all of that, whether this is the real Antichrist, this system, or there's many Antichrists that come before it. It's all signatures, waves of the same paradigm. That we are affecting the battlefield future spectrum for souls, for minds, to see what we're facing. It isn't about temporarily winning the day. It's about winning the entire war, not the battle. Steve, is that accurate?
Well, okay, Alex, the thing is that in the last 5 minutes, I want people to take a reality check on the world. Ask yourself, why in the world is every nation that's not only a part of NATO, but pretty much all of them, with the exception of China and Russia, undergoing mass upheaval? And you can't get away from the fact that it goes back to out of the ashes will the new phoenix arrive. You've got to get rid of the old world order, and I'll make that simple. You've got to get rid of biblical Christianity. You have to get rid of, the prophets of the Old Testament.
You have to crush this culture, and I forgot, you got cut off getting into Putin. Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I didn't pay attention up to the break, but, I actually forgot where I got cut off from. But here's the thing. People have got to understand, this is not a trial run. This is the total takedown. They better stand up. And, 19% of Republicans now don't want Donald Trump. You have to do what they do. You have to identify your enemies. Every single one of those people that went along, the head Republicans that are against Donald Trump, those are the people that are in bed with the Luciferians. They can talk that they've had a spiritual experience. Yeah, Satan probably showed up and patted them on the back. And I think that it's important that if Hollywood is preparing you for the return of Satan, and people go to all these movies, and people who go to churches demand where your pastor stands, because now it's your family's life is at stake. And I want to just make another appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, as important as all the survival items are, the stuff that will provide the nutrients to your body, the natural defenses, and Alice, you got a good price on the product you're selling, along with the big Berkey water filter. No one should be drinking water unless they have their wells.
You cannot trust anything the globalists do. We do the independent test of the water. It's got higher levels of Prozac that could be in runoff. They're adding chemicals to the water. Back in 70, five more with Steve Quayle and Paul Watson from Her Britannic Majesty's Command Base.
Visit GCNLive.com today.